The Fully
Geek.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome everybody to episode 194 of the Fully Geek Pod. We have the full squadron inside. They got me, Nate.
You got the one Kel.
Richie Rich.
I don't know where the Richie Rich came from, but yeah, Marley Marr.
Jeez! Marley Marr!
Marley Marr! No. Sorry.
What's going on, people? How's everyone?
Fantastic.
Yeah, superb. Everyone's enjoying sunshine, everyone's enjoying life.
Was
loving
that?
It, loving it.
Then everyone's enjoying the sunshine, everyone's enjoying life.
Oh yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
See, it's too hard.
I think that was from last week.
I want to say it's too hard, but I want to be grateful, innit? I want to be grateful. Ray ain't got this for long, bro.
It's never too hot. I never get when brothers say this stuff.
No, the heat in the UK is different. The heat,
brother, I love it. I love
away.
It.
I know, yeah. We're just working. We're not enjoying it.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what is?
Sorry to hear that.
You know what is? You know, Marlon's the kind of guy that walks and doesn't sweat in it.
Bro, I sweat profusely. You know, it's a joke. No, I sweat mad. Trust me.
Bro, it was so like, bro. I would just walk a minute and I'm finished. I'm finished, bro.
Yeah, nice.
I had to go barbers there. I wanted to take the train because, but I know if I get off that train station by the time I get to the barbers, the clippers ain't going through my hair. So I had to drive as close to the door as possible, bro.
Bro, have you ever been in a situation where your barbers, you're sweating and the barber gets annoyed? what are you sweating for? I'm like, bro, I'm like, I can't help you, man.
Johnson and you were to drive you out, bro.
My barber's got the fan, bro. He just turns the fan on you, bro. He looks at you, goes, "You all right? You're all right." And I'm like,
"I'm fine, man. I'm fine."
Long day at work, bro.
Because you become conscious of it, yeah, you sweat
You sweat more, bro. I was just gonna say that.
But that's how I feel on a day-to-day basis. Right now, like at school, I'm just like, bro. I just feel like, you know, like I'm just thinking, bro, please don't be coming through the shirt, bro. Like, I don't mind on my forehead. I've got my rag, but not on the shirt, bro. I don't want the patches, bro. That's all I'm, you know, like that. I don't want to be that teacher that's got...
They'll be like, oh, sir, stinks.
You know, like that. Like, what's the matter, sir? You're right, sir. You're right. Like, what's going on? Something going on?
But the new Lynx is the one, though.
Lynx, bro.
You still use Lynx, yeah?
No. I was a Shure man for ages. Sure, like, was my thing.
I don't use Shure.
What do you use?
I'm a Dove man.
Dove, right? It.
Yeah, I'm a Dove man.
I'm a Sonics man myself, you know. Sonics. Yeah.
Oh,
Sonics,
okay.
Yeah.
Sonic, what's it called?
Yeah, Sonics.
Sonics.
Yeah.
But what's this new Lynx, Kel?
Oh, bruv, stopping around, man. But it's a new Lynx, basically.
And it, for Africa. Me,
no. It's the.
I was like, you really trying to be young?
No. I don't use the Africa or the chocolate.
I only stopped Africa last year, literally.
What is it?
I'm on Dove.
Africa's serious, bro.
It is. But I thought I've been using this since school. I can't really.
I'm a Lynx Excite shower gel, man, though.
You know what? You guys are funny. You might sound like old, you know, like it's like Old Spice for back in the old man, isn't it, bro?
Yeah. That's why I had to switch up, bro.
What do you use, Rich? Go on. Educate us, oldies.
For deodorant wise, I use Dove, Roll-On, Instant.
Roll-On?
Standard Roll-On, bro.
Yeah, I use the Sanix Roll-On as well, man. Yeah.
You know, remember we had this conversation a little while ago. Roll-On and Rub-On. When you say Roll-On, we're talking about the ball. This is going to sound funny. I'm going to say pause now. The ball that's wet.
You should have said pause and said rub on, bro.
They use the ball, bro. The roller.
Yeah, nah. I think me and you use the same one, Nate. The Dove. It's almost like a soap bar.
No, I use a spray. I don't even use a soap
bar. Oh, shame. Okay.
You're on your own.
Properly.
I use Dove to like wash my body. Or Imperial Leather sometimes.
No, that's cool. You went way back with it. Imperial.
TMI.
I can't use soap. It dries out my skin.
I use soap, bro.
No, I can't use soap.
Yeah, the bar as well, bro. No flannel, just bar straight on skin, bro.
Nah, bro. I use Ghanaian flannel, bro.
The net, bro.
You're catching fish. You know that you're going to catch fish, bro. That's the net man uses.
I'll bleed, bro.
Sorry, I need to go back. Merv, you said you're a salt straight on skin type of guy.
We should have spoken about this offline.
My own soap in my own container. No one else.
That's old school, man.
Yes.
And if they do, I'll be like, sorry to hear that.
All of a sudden, I go to Merv's house, try and wash my hands. Nah, brother. Oh, wow.
It's for community use, bro. It's not for community use. I know, I'm just saying, just in case. You're looking for soap. Oh, there's a soap. Okay, Kel, what's your rant for this week, bro? Because I don't know what to say right now. But you know what, my rant is, you know, Instagram have updated themselves a few months back, I think, a few weeks back. But now, when you look at someone's page and they post a picture of the past, it doesn't show the date. It's got like 92 weeks. 100, is it just my, is this me? Like, it doesn't show.
Has anyone always done that now?
It shows the actual date,
like August 10th,
2019.
Now you might be right, because I keep looking for dates.
It's like 92 weeks, 110 weeks. How the do I know when that? What, I got to get my Google and then search 100 weeks. Come on, man.
Why do you need the dates?
Boy, I don't know. It's like, it's just a. I don't know. Like,
so pages, you these pages you're looking on.
I'm just saying, it's an annoyance. It's like, for certain knowledge, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have to guess or I have to Google it. But that's an annoying thing that Instagram has done. I don't get it. Why did you change it?
I don't know, man.
Yeah. That got under my skin. But yeah, that's it, man. That's it.
Yeah, I feel that's probably the weakest rant you've had.
Micro rant, boy.
We might have to stop this segment, bro.
Nah, it's
good. But I can't, like, you probably put him under pressure, boy. It's like,
exactly. I was even expecting it.
Every week. I didn't sign up for this shit.
Might have one good rant and then, yeah.
I'm trying to get a hashtag up, you know, rant of the week, you know. But yeah, Kel, you went and talk to me. What's going on? Where you been?
Oh yeah, no, I went to the one NYC, New York City.
Did you meet any of the fans?
No. No, but nah, man.
You didn't announce it.
Yeah, exactly. But New York, yeah. I could never live there. I don't think I could live in America.
Nah.
It's just It feels like everyone is hustling. Everyone is struggling. Everyone is just on a hustle. Do you know what I mean? I feel sorry for them. Do you know what I mean? It's like everyone is struggling, bro. Like there's a big difference with the rich and the poor. There's a massive gap. You know, it's here. Everyone's kind of mediocre. Not everyone, sorry, but the large population, like it's, we're all on the same kind of wavelength, kind of thing where. Everyone's kind of working 9 to 5, got kind of decent kind of jobs, whatever. Or just working, even in this working the same as whatever. It's all calm in it, but there, like working basically like working in Sainsbury's there wouldn't be enough. And then you see them hustling on the streets trying to sell whatever comes to mind. Do you know what I mean? I didn't like it, man. And it's just everywhere he goes, things are pierced and bare like. BBLs about like it's a common thing.
Can I just say we reached like 5K followers today? Like, let's just not lose our NYC listeners.
No, listen. Okay, on a positive tip, listen. New York, it's got everything you need. Anything you want, it's there in New York. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, you have got a beautiful side of New York. I think it's called the Western. Western Chelsea, whatever it's called, but the Chelsea area in New York is beautiful, very upmarket, whatever. But like, just like when you go to other places, you feel it. Like you feel the struggle, you feel the hustle, you feel the people are on edge. Like you feel the poverty, you feel it, like tenfold kind of thing. And like it's just like right. And like me and my boy were walking around like right, like. Are Americans weird or are we weird? Because in America, it feels like you could be yourself and no one cares. like you be like you're being yourself, and no one's even looking around, looking at you like, right, who's this weirdo? Where as if that person was in the UK, they'll be getting stared at, laughed at, whatever, whatever. So we're just not used to seeing it. But I think, right, is it that the Americans are more liberated over there? They're more free to express themselves, and we're kind of like, we have to hide our, not our true identity, but let's say if you feel a certain way, you can't really show it because you know how the UK public will react and how you'd be perceived a certain way. Is that the UK population is very judgmental? So we try and maintain a certain image. Whereas in America, no one gives a F. Like, they do what they want, they dress how they want, they speak how they want. Like, you go, but we see old men with loudspeakers on their bike, just pumping hip hop, old school hip hop music. You see, you go to a train station.
Nah, yeah. So we got that in Tottenham, bro. There's a couple of guys, they're out here, bro.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, the old people there, they don't carry themselves as old people. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're just pants sagging, like ghetto blasters everywhere. Like, you go to the tube station, there's someone begging for money, there's someone dancing, there's someone selling something, there's someone, it's a mix of people, and there's no, it feels no way about it. Whereas here, it's very conservative, if that makes sense. So we'll just say, right, are we the weird ones, or are they the weird ones? Like, we're just going to decipher. But yeah, man, but it was only for 4 nights, but it was a good trip.
14 Where did you stay? Sorry.
So I was in Lower East, Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Okay. Yeah. It's on the border to Brooklyn.
It's funny that you said that, because I didn't give much thought. I went to New York a few years ago. It's funny, like, the people, like you said, like, I guess it's called the land of the free, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, they're just liberated. They're free to do what they want to. I know it sounds weird because there's a lot of shit that goes on in New York, but yeah, they're just free. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can see it. You can see it, but you can also feel the desperation in them too. It's like everyone wants to have a lot of money. And they're not happy with what they have. They want to get more.
Is that not just the American dream?
Is that a good thing? Is that a good thing?
In the purest form, like when I talk to my brother out there, like they're grinding, brother. It's like everybody out there is like you said, they're on a grind. You get me? Like, you can be anything you want to be. You can earn as much money as you want to earn. But whatever you do, you got to put the work in for it. So you see when a man, I don't know, is getting six figures, you know he's earned that six figures.
Yeah.
You know, like that. That's what it is. And I guess, what's my man's name? Who is that black brother that used to talk about that girls ain't worth chatting to man who they don't know their value?
Kevin Samuels. RIP. Yeah.
Like, so you see, RIP, but you see, like, when he was talking about them talk there about these not know their value, whatever, like, actually, for you to be earning them kind of salaries, you've got to be putting the grinding in it. You don't just, everyone don't get the salary like that, innit? You know, I'm not saying that you get over here. I think we do work, but I also know some of us potentially probably go to work and get away with a few things, innit? Like, do you know what I mean? They're not on you like that, but over there it seems like, look, they got no annual leave. It's dead over there, do you know what I mean? Well, 14 years later, Kel, I think it's 14 years. It could be less than that. I don't even know. I can't remember when we went to New York, yeah?
Yeah, I can't remember as well, yeah.
As much change, like, do they care about your accent, or do they still think you're American?
No, they care about it. Like, when I speak, people are like, wow, I thought you were a New Yorker. You look like a New Yorker. I'm like, nah.
Okay, that's better than we got last time, bro.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, Brooklyn's changed. Remember Brooklyn? Yeah. No, that's been gentrified on a madness. Like,
wow.
Coffee shop on every corner. It's like Brixton.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Brixton now. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's definitely changed. Definitely upmarket.
Did you check out the, what are they called? The 12 tribes guys.
No, I didn't see them, you know. I didn't Marley Mars people, innit?
Israelites.
Israelites, yeah, I didn't see them. Still.
I was going to ask you that, to be fair.
Yeah, no, I didn't buck them, you know. That's what I'm saying, like, you usually see them every, like, after the stations and whatnot, I didn't see them this time.
Okay, I remember last time, it was like, we're going to go Fulton Street. They were like, no, y'all don't go down there. I was like, what, bro? I'm like, we're all right, bro. That is cool.
Yeah. My guy got sus, remember? It's like going to Lambert Grove, remember?
Yeah. I was like, it's cool, bro. We got there. It was nothing.
Yeah. Obviously, I can see what he's talking about. It's the hustle, yeah. Like, yeah, not a man then, but it was calm.
Okay, good, man.
But yeah, no, it was a good trip, man. Good little trip. Needed a break. Yeah, but I'm back.
Good, man. I think it's good. I think everyone needs to be able to jump on an airplane at some point this year, boy.
Yeah, that was my first time since 2019, man.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's a good look. It's a good look.
Welcome back. Anyway, look, glad you're home safe.
Yeah, man.
Oh, appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, man. All right, cool.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, none of us.
You've gone.
Let's move on. Let's move on, man. Yeah.
Cool. No worries. All right, guys. I don't like to dwell on football, and I apologize. Oh, I don't fucking apologize. I'm lying. All right, but we had three European finals over the past week and a bit, 2 weeks. We had the Europa League final, you had the Europa Conference League final, and we had the Champions League final. In all three finals, there were three Italian teams. So we had Inter Milan versus Manchester City, we had Fiorentina versus West Ham, and in the Europa League, we had
Roma.
Was it Roma?
Yeah.
Roma versus
Sevilla.
Bro, they got to all three finals. They lost all three finals, bro. Yeah. I don't know what that means about Italian football, but they're not on top. But
yeah, I missed them all, man.
Shout out to two British teams. West Ham, they won the Europa Conference League 2-1. I know a man like Richard was celebrating. And Manchester City won the treble. And Manchester is completely blue. Yeah, serves Man United right because they were chatting shit. But we want them to win the league. Yeah, now they won the treble. So hold that, bro. Man United fans still talking about it's Arsenal's fault. No, it's your own fault, bro. You lost the FA Cup.
You should know how in the FA Cup. So shut up, man.
Yeah. But Rodri scored in the Champions League final. I'm not going to say they're the most exciting games in the world, but did you, man, catch them over the weekend?
Nah, I missed it, bro.
It was a good game, bro. I enjoyed the game. I think everyone expected Inter Milan to be rolled over. Man City to absolutely destroy them, but they came out completely different. They were in the front foot. Man City weren't really... They had a few good chances, but overall, they didn't play the Man City way, the dominance that we saw them get rid of Real Madrid, get rid of Bayern Munich. It wasn't that performance. It definitely wasn't. And I was actually pretty shocked. I said to myself, it was one of those games like the West Ham game when West Ham won. It was like, West Ham are really playing poor.
It was nervy.
I couldn't see them winning. Do you get what I mean? But I thought it would go to extra time and potential penalties. But Rodri popped out of nowhere and just took a good 20-yard shot and scored a goal. But it was a good game. Look, end of the day, Man City deserve it, man. They've absolutely smashed it.
They deserve their accolades.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
For them, man. Jack Grealish, like, the man gives me joke, brother. He went to the parade the next day, full kit, bruv. No problem.
The guy didn't change from his clothing from the match day, bro.
No, because they'd got, no, that was Saturday, because they all flew out to Ibiza.
Yeah.
Saturday night. And Ibiza, and then obviously they come back today, but on Sunday.
There's a picture of Jack Grealish, like Walker carrying him.
Yeah.
And it's his full kit still.
The man's probably married or whatever, but you know, like, that was going to be.
I don't think he is, you know. He might be.
If he isn't, no man was pulling in the Man City kit, bro. You know who I am? Yeah. I play for City, bro. Look at the back. Yeah, no, it's good. Really. Well done to them, man. Shout out both of them. That was actually the end of the football season, Merv, you'd be glad to hear. Although there are some internationals, which I'm not really interested in.
And transfers that we might mention here and there.
Yeah, and there may be a new show coming soon that will kind of take care of some of those things.
Marlon's happy too, man.
Marlon, for
those... I ain't going to lie, though. I did kind of watch Man City.
For both of us.
It was on YouTube. How does that work?
So what it is the European finals, like the major finals, they have to be on free-to-air, or they have to be on free-to-air as well. So BT, what used to happen when it used to be on Sky
BT
Sports?
Sport as well.
Yeah, so when it used to be on Sky Sports, it used to be on Sky Sports and ITV. But now with BT Sport, they don't want to share it with no one, so they lead on free-to-air by putting it on their YouTube channel.
Okay.
And BT Sport in next month is no longer going to be called BT Sport.
What's it going to be called?
TNT.
TNT.
Okay.
I don't have the same TNT that WWE used to come on or WCW used to come on. I don't know.
TNT. I swear that's like a movie TV channel.
No, that's
T. It's like an old Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an old Sky channel. TNT. But yeah, not Turner Classic Movies.
TNT. But that's they're changing that.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, Sunday, we also had soccer. Obviously, they have their traditional annual football match where they do the rest of the world versus England. Rest of the world won 4-2 with my brother Usain Bolt scoring the first goal.
Look, can he cut his hair off, please? Can he cut his hair off, please?
Why? So it can be like you?
No, bruv. Look, the guy's got patches all over his head, bruv. It's embarrassing.
Bro, he's the fastest man in the world. Don't talk to him like that.
Used to be the fastest man in the world.
Bruv, no one ain't beat
him. His record stands, and however, he's no longer the fastest man in the world.
I don't like how you're talking about him.
No, but I'm just saying he needs to cut his hair.
He's a national hero, bro.
Sorry?
He's a national hero.
I hear what you're saying. Come on. Like,
what's wrong with his hair, though?
No, did you watch it?
I'm looking at it now. All right, bro. His hairline's a little bit like the thing.
Look, on a real, if that was your hairline or it is the back of your head, you'd be going to, I would take you to the barbers or I'll bring the clippers to your yard, bro, and cut your hair.
I didn't see the back of his head.
It's them deep ones, isn't it?
Yeah, shame.
I know, I don't know, bro. Anyway, Usain Bolt did his thing. They won 4-2. It's a decent match. I don't know if they win, how much money they raised or whatever, but it's always a bit like a bit of a good laugh. Like kids like watching it, all that kind of stuff. It was good. It was good, man. Kel, obviously you was away, bro. So I doubt you watched it. Did you watch the exhibition match?
No.
So Floyd Money Mayweather had a exhibition match against John Gotti III. John Gotti III is...
Who is he?
His grandson of the New York crime boss, John Gotti.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, is he a YouTuber? Or is he known? Like, is he a boxer?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. It's an exhibition match. I don't know who he is, like, really like that.
No, because usually exhibition match is a fight with someone that's known somewhere. I know he's obviously the grandson of D. John Gotti, but like, has he made a name for himself somewhere? Or...
I will tell you.
Yeah.
If
anyone knows, they can chip in.
Who is John?
I didn't even know about the fight.
He's a mixed martial arts professional.
Okay.
He's now made a name for himself as a superior athlete in the boxing ring. He was a talented footballer player growing up, but made the transition to bodybuilding and combat sports after his father introduced him to the mixed martial arts.
Okay.
But the long and short of it was, he was having his... exhibition match with Mayweather. The referee kind of stopped it for some reason. He was talking to them.
I think he said that he was pulling him down or something.
And then it just turned into a brawl, bruv. Like Royal Rumble style brawl.
Yeah, what I saw was basically, the referee stopped the fight. So the fight's over. Because I think I didn't watch it, but apparently.
I think what they were saying is they can't deduct point. There's no judges. So, you know, like, normally in a boxing match, you go to the judges and you say, you take a point off my man. But it's an exhibition, so it's not, there's no judges, in it? It's like, you're doing it for money, for bands.
But when the referee stopped him, Mayweather was like, nah, man, come on, let's keep fighting. That's what Mayweather said. So John Gotti was like, cool, exactly. So, but the way John Gotti went about it was wrong, because he like pushed the ref out of the way.
Yeah.
I was like, come, you know what I mean? And then
Royal Rumble, every man in there. People pulling people, all that kind of stuff. But like since that, I think John Gotti III's daughter has been calling Mayweather's daughter a hoe, a this, a that. They want beef, bro. Like I said, we spoke last week about the clout thing, but right now it's mad, bro.
The Gotti's versus the Mayweather's
clout for their
ring. Put them in the ring.
That's what they want to do. They want to go in the ring. They literally want to go in the ring. And well, I don't know if they want to. I don't know Mayweather's daughter does, but John Gotti III's daughter, and she's on some, it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but soon we will do it, even if it's 2 years down the line.
It's funny how these people just live off their their grandfather's name. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like you're not gangster. Yeah, your father, your grandfather was gangster, but you're not gangster. Do you know what I mean? Like, relax yourself.
Yeah, no, it was very, like I said, I watched, obviously, I'm never going to watch these things live. It's an exhibition match. The last Mayweather exhibition match that was at O2 was a bunch of nonsense, so I wasn't going to watch it live. But yeah, it was interesting to see what happened there. All right, guys, is there anything else that's been going on?
Nah, man. I think that's about it, man. Quite a week.
All right, guys. Your 7 minutes.
Love Island, let's do this! I was so hesitant to say it, but I'll say it. It's Love Island season, baby. But Rich Takeover, because I watched yesterday's episode when Zach was doing his madness. When Zach's he's a bad man, you know.
Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, and to be fair, I'll probably start from there, really, because
okay,
cool. apart from Zach and kind of Tyreek, what's happening today and all that kind of stuff, that's probably what we're kind of the main hitters of the show for this week. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
But go on. You obviously you watched yesterday's one, so you can.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, like, Zach was gassing up Catherine, like, yeah, you know, basically I'm feeding you this, that. She's lying on his chest. They share a little moment. They kiss. Do you know what I mean? Hand to hand. So Catherine's thinking, yeah, cool. We're cool. We're settled. Do you know what I mean? And then out of nowhere, they had like a competition or a game where, I don't know, I can't remember what the game is about, but basically you have to kiss whoever you like, whatever, innit? So everyone's expecting Zach to go kiss Catherine, innit? But Zach just does some mad left turn and then kiss some next girl called Molly out of nowhere. So everyone's baffled, like, what, Molly? Where did this come from?
He's deep,
bro. Like, oh, by the way, like, Catherine's a sister, Molly's a white girl, yeah? So, Zach's a white brother. But so, yeah, so, like, everyone's confused. Catherine was, like, mouth open. Everyone's mouth was open. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's going on? Then when they came up to the house, like, Zach's not really chatting to Catherine. Catherine's not chatting to Zach or whatever. But, like, Molly's saying, boy, she's kind of feeling Zach as well. But then Zach was, like, so Catherine, I think Zach called Catherine to the side. And Zach was like, boy, I'm not apologizing. Straight. I'm not going to apologize for my actions. She's like, but what do you mean? You just disgraced me and embarrassed me from everyone. What do you mean you're not going to apologize? He goes, well, you know, to be honest, not to be selfish, but I did it for me. And blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, he looks like a big prick. But yeah, go on, Rich.
No, but do you know what? Like,
go on,
you
know, man.
Sorry, man. Rich, it's me.
Oh, go on, sorry.
So, Rich, is Zach the new one that came in, Snoochie Shy's brother?
That's correct.
He is Snoochie's brother, isn't it?
No, sorry. I was going to say he's not new, but he is. I just remember he's new.
He came in afterwards.
He's not new, but yeah, he came in afterwards, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, now, I just saw Snoochie putting on her thing that my brother's in the Love Island house, whatever.
Are you talking about the girl from Jersey Shore?
Nah, that one, that's...
Oh, Snooki.
That's Snooki. Snoochie Shy is the one that's on One Extra, DJ.
Okay.
That's what we call... Sorry, yeah, DJ. Let me just stop there. Sorry, Carrie.
Carry on. It's very entertaining.
You know what's funny? You know when man interrupted? Man just took away my train of thought.
I know, your thunder. I just stole your thunder, as always.
That's the thing, but anyway.
Whoa, what do you mean, as always?
You're the hater, bro. When it comes to Love Island, you're the hater, bro. But it's all good. It's all good.
I was trying to be interested. I thought it was the same person. That's all it was, bro. Just, all right, cool. I'll mute it. You go to your thing.
You know, you're about to say something about Zach and Catherine or Molly.
I think, because the way that, obviously, the thing is, everyone's caught up in their emotions, isn't it? Because, end of the day, it is a game show and it's for you to meet your perfect match, right? And because Zach is playing the game how it's meant to be played, and people assume because you've been in the house for what, no longer than a week, and you're automatically, you're tied and bonded to that individual. But that's not the case. He was the last person in. I think he came in day two, day three. So it's for him. Yes, Catherine, him linked up, but it was just for him to kind of explore avenues. If because don't be fooled, these girls in the house, they're not ugly. So end of the day, so he's probably gonna have some form of certain. Of
let it be known that told Catherine, not Catherine. I might chat to Molly as well. Like, be real. Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't say nothing to her.
I didn't say he was perfect.
Yeah, but his actions were wrong.
No, his actions. It's a game, innit? The game is meant to be played, and there's no rules in it. If there's no rules, you can play the game how you want.
Oh, listen, play the game. It's just like how we move on to what's his name, Tyreek. Tyreek told Ella, "Listen, I'm gonna chat to this Leah girl." So basically, there's two new bombshells that walked to the house. Leah and I can't remember the other girl's name.
They're not bombshells.
I know. No, that's what they're called.
That's just like okay, cool. From okay. My bad.
Yeah, that's what they call them in Love Island. But yeah, oh shit, what's gonna say? Yeah, but
he told Ella that he's gonna talk to the.
Yeah, no, I told Ella like, listen, I'm gonna chat to her in it because obviously she's like he's kind of feeling her, which is fine. But Ella still got vexed, innit? Ella still got vexed just because he told her to twirl. I don't get where Ella's coming from in that respect.
But you got to remember, right? Ella and Tyreek have got more of a connection because they've known each other outside of the house.
He doesn't remember her.
But she remembers him. So is this like, obviously, from her aspect of things, they spoke to each other before, back in the day. And it's a case of, no, I take it she's catching emotions. But to be fair, he hasn't done anything wrong.
He has done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Even that time where the argument where he goes to sit down and then Ella's screw facing him. He's like, why are you fuming for? Why have you got a fuming face? and then she's just huffing and puffing. So he walks off. I get him 100%. Like, what's the problem? And then when you try to speak to her on the side, it becomes an argument. For what? Why is it becoming an argument? Like, I told you I'm gonna speak to her. I spoke to her. Yeah, but you're dead in my face. Well, I didn't know you're there. Like, you knew I'm gonna talk to her. If you don't wanna see it, go somewhere else.
But the thing, you know, is, what I mean, I think that scene was when they were on a date. They had to go on a date, right? Because the new bombshells selected individuals for them to go on a small date, and that date was in the actual villa.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is, they don't have to watch exactly what they do and what they say. Just go and do your thing, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But obviously, today was the recoupling.
Yeah, these two new girls. What's wrong with them, bruv? Especially when I chose Zach, bruv, you know he's not feeding you. You know he's not feeding you at all. Yeah. You go choose Zach. Come on, bruv. And then Leah, I get it, because her and Tyreek have been chatting and whatnot. So I kind of get it. She doesn't owe Ella nothing. I don't know you from nowhere. I'm not your bedroom. We don't go way back. I like Tyreek. Tyreek showed some interest in me. I want to give her a go. I get that one. You know what I mean? And then, yeah, I missed the end part, but Ella gets saved. I think Ella will get saved, innit?
Yeah, I think Ella, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Ella or Coochie. Is it Coochie?
I think it is Coochie, yeah. I think it's Coochie or Roochie or Roochie, I can't remember.
Yeah, I think Ella will definitely get saved. But, yeah. You know what? This episode's not bad, you know? I'm not going to lie. This season's
no, so far. No, this season's... You know what? Don't even know if... Well, a lot of middle England, I'm still watching it because... I've heard complaints that there's too many bros. Yeah. And I get it. Everyone's a bro. Come on, bro. Yes, bro. It's like, first of all, yeah, our one's bruv. We do bruv. Like, the bros are more of an American thing. But anyway, beside that, I do get what they're saying. It's a bro. Everything's bro. So they like, and they likened it to watching some gangster films. Basically, they're saying it's like black. It's basically the same. Love Island, everyone's chatting black, but it's in a diplomatic way compared to like gangster films or rappers or whatever. Do you know?
To be fair, bro. See, I just said bro. That was accidental. I don't agree with the bruv thing you just said. I think because when growing up, school days, I didn't say bruv. I think
We're all blood. There's more blood.
Yes, blood. Or bro. I didn't say bruv until school. Until I met Billy and then man they in RBS. That's when bruv started happening. Bruv wasn't.
I said more bruv. I was more bruv, to be honest.
I think that's more of a Eastern white man thing. All right, bruv. That's that. We didn't say bruv.
No, this is a mate. All right, mate. We were bruv. Trust me, we done the whole bruv brothers. You get me. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. Anyway, what Middle England is saying is basically they're getting turned off Love Island because everyone's a bro and they're sick of hearing bro and they're sick of hearing this black terminology, basically.
No, but they say this so black.
They're tuning off.
London.
Black. It's not a black terminology.
I thought they were saying it's more London.
No. They're saying, if you see the comparisons they're making, it's...
Yeah, there's not that many black people in there.
But I know. But everyone's saying, bro. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Even the white,
that's why I'm asking. That's why I said is a black thing was a London thing.
Like, no, but the white guy, the white guy Mitch, he's from Sheffield. He says, bro.
No, but when I say London, I mean in the sense of, quote unquote, what you say urban is then. Is in what
Middle English sees it as black. They don't see it as urban or whatever. In their head, it's black, bro.
It don't matter.
I feel like it's I don't know. I feel like it's urban.
No, to us, it's London chat or urban chat. So not London chat, urban chat. Of course it is. But to the people, that's why I keep saying Middle England. They see it as another way. They see it as this is how black people talk.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's about it, right, Rich? Or anything else juicy?
I ain't going to lie. I might delve into Love
Come
Island.
Come on, man, Marlima. Come on,
I ain't
going to
lie. Why not? Like, come on, I don't know. I just kind of read a little... something from the executive talking about why so many young men. Yes, I'm a young man for those listening. Shit. But yeah, I mean, I've watched a season years ago, but that was with the missus. But so there's no excuse this time. I can't be at home on my own watching it.
No, yes, you can, bro. It's
I might give it a go. It sounds interesting. Yeah, I might give it a go.
What do they call it? Trash TV. You know the ones. Trash. You know it's trash, but you just watch it anyway.
Like Euro Trash. Anyone remember that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that. Late French night. Man. Yes.
And that was the first sign of porn, bro.
Trust me, brother. Trust me. You were trash.
That's why we watched it, bro, isn't it? Them, yes! Like three clips that they showed.
Come on. Well, Channel 4, isn't it?
Channel 4, bro.
And the little voiceover as well. All right, mate. Yes. Is that what
you? And Lola was the woman and her breasts just kept on growing there each episode.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. In our younger days.
No parents were about.
No.
Or if they were, you turned the TV down right down.
Right down. Volume 1.
We had supersonic hearing, bro. It was on 1. Bro, you know you can't get into a room now about the volume being on like 9, bro. It was on 1, bro. You hear everything. But you had one ear on listening, one ear to make sure that the door didn't make no noise.
Any creak on the stairs or creak on the landing, boy. Doop.
Quick, bro. Channel 5. I don't know. Did you like
Channel 5? Remember the soft pull in it?
Yeah.
Emmanuel, them thing there. Jeez. Anyway.
Yeah. So longer.
We're going to this. There's a lot of memories now coming back. Anyone remember Get Stuffed?
Get Stuffed. Yeah.
Like as a 5-minute cooking show. It's coming before like WW or something like that, or American Gladiators.
Yeah.
Get Stuffed.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Nah, get Stuffed. Nah, come on. If you watch American Gladiators, I'll send you the video.
Yeah, it rings a bell.
If you don't remember, it's like 081 811 8181. You all remember that. Come on. How do I still know that number? Like, this is the 80s.
Get Stuffed was like, I see him saying it here, but I don't remember it though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you do wash your hands, but anyway, move on.
Do you remember what? Okay, sorry. Do you remember like UK Living before? I think at the end of UK Living, it used to turn into some different channel.
No, you're taking it too far, mate. You're taking it too far.
Was it UK Living? I can't remember, bro.
you know exactly what it was.
Was it live TV? Do you remember? Please tell me someone remembers.
Is this Sky? You're not talking about Sky, innit?
I
wasn't privileged until I lived on my own.
You're on your own, mate.
Trust me, my lord.
I didn't have live TV.
You're on your own, mate, man.
They used to do like, you know what? Never mind. Let me know. My grandma might be listening to this.
You were smart.
I have live TV. I don't know, bro. And they used to have a little 5-minute preview. And then there was one, I think it was the last ever one. Lindsay Dawn McKenzie showed her beaver. And then, like, it was on the paper, like, free the beaver. Never mind. Don't worry about it. Google it. It's fine. All right. Rich is looking at me disgusting, bruv. He's the look on his face is absolutely disgusting. I respect him.
Of course not.
He's Googling. I can see the reflection in his glasses.
That's what it is. Oh, he's trying to work out who Lindsay is. All right. All right. Hopefully, like I said, this we're having blockbuster after blockbuster after blockbuster, week after week after week, bro. And this week, I'm going to say I wasn't let down. I know Merv is going to tell me he was let down. Okay. But this week we had the film that was released was Transformers Rise of the Beasts.
So angry, bro. Can I just say I'm fully angry. I haven't watched it. That's the thing.
Yeah, I've watched it as well, man. I've watched it.
I'm so angry. My weekend was ruined, isn't it?
Yeah, probably not missing anything, really. But anyway, go
on. Marlon, you watch it?
Nah. I will. I just feel like these franchises, they're taking a piss now. Like, it was good when Shia LaBeouf was in it. And is it Megan Fox?
Yeah.
And a few others after, but come on now.
No, Transformers Rise of the Beast.
I do Optimus Prime.
If you want to go in, like, if you want to go in order, it's actually a prequel to Transformers.
It's a prequel, isn't it? Yeah.
After Bumblebee, isn't it?
This is the film after Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I see that.
Bumblebee's good as well.
Yeah, Bumblebee's the second best out of the...
Yeah, Bumblebee's decent. Right. That was decent.
I think this is on levels, like, with Bumblebee. I think it's sick. Like, I properly enjoyed it.
You know what? It's not too often that Merv makes that face... And they have different opinions, him and Nate. So I want to hear it.
Oh, you go, Nate, because you like.
No, I thought it was a good film. I think it was at first. I thought, okay, where are we going to go with these Transformers that look like animals? It's a bit weird, but I followed the storyline. And then when it came to technically quote unquote modern day, it was like early 90s. Like they started seeing it showing like the little hip hop thing. You started seeing all of the kind of. I thought it was like for me.
It wasn't a bad franchise.
It wasn't a bad franchise.
The advertisement from 1994, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like how on the nose can you get in that scene, bro? Just every single thing in that room is like, and here we have Run DMC and Wu Tang Clan. It was sick.
Yeah. Like they were doing the Wu Tang Clan, Cream.
That's not a good thing.
No, it was actually like I don't really care what you say. Yeah. It was a good film. Like it was actually a good film. I think it's worth watching. I don't understand why it's getting some of the kind of reviews. I thought it was a good film.
You know what? In fact, I've actually heard just many good things about the film. Like all the reviews I've watched, like shockingly, a lot of people like it, isn't it?
That's because it's good.
I was getting into this film with pure excitement. Pure excitement. You know what? No, there's no Michael Bay. Well, I know Michael Bay's a producer, but I thought after Bumblebee, it can only get better now. They've kind of retconned it back to Generation 1 Transformers back in the 90s, whatever. And it's just going to just knock it out of the park. And they did it for me. And look, it was okay. It was fun, I suppose. But I just thought I'm not going to watch this again. Like, I won't watch it again. Like, it's called Transformers Rise of the Beast. In fact, they should have named it Transformers Lower of the Beast because I didn't see much Maximals in there at all. In fact, if you were to take out the Maximals out of the situation, it would make no difference to the film. I don't.
What's the Maximals? Sorry.
So, do you remember the I don't know if you've watched it when Transformers had that 3D animated series, Transformers Beast Wars.
You had
all the animals like Optimus Prime and all them characters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't think they know what they do to Transformers, to be fair. Like, it's... And don't get me wrong, I don't want it to fail. I want it to be one of the best franchises out there. It should be one of the best franchises out there. Yeah. But they spent so much money on this film and I'm just not getting a good outcome of it, for me anyway.
I don't know. I thought it was good. I thought it was easy to follow. I think there was some kind of laughs. Obviously, had like Pete Davidson doing the Mirage. I thought some of the kind of special effects when they were driving in the cars and Mirage does that thing like, my name's Mirage, and there's like they split up and that. I thought that was quite cool. Optimus Prime clearly isn't Optimus Prime that we know him to be. But that makes sense because this is a prequel. So this is him not being the Optimus Prime that we know.
But he should be really like. Do you know what? It just seemed like a jump. I don't see no leadership, bro. I don't see no leadership quality.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like he grew, like, bro. Come on, he was happy just being a truck, fam. He was just happy driving around being a truck, bro. That's what I mean. Like he didn't really want to go home. Do you get me? Like he said it, but he didn't really want to go home.
And he just, you know, he just chats. He just, I feel like, you know what, Optimus Prime to me was just the weakest transformer in the film.
But that's why I think you just.
It just talks. You know what it is? It's like it just talks. It just talks. Well, like, what are you actually saying? Like, there's nothing that you're saying that inspires me, isn't it? And the madness is, it's still Peter Cullen that's doing these words from 1900. Yeah, still Optimus Prime up to today, and it's like, no, do more, man.
Yeah, but he couldn't been a better Optimus Prime in this than in the first Transformers. It wouldn't make sense.
But you know what? I know what they're trying to do. Like, they're trying to, like, right, done the Michael Bay ones. This is when we first saw them, obviously, since, like, present day, and they're going back. But it doesn't feel like it's part... None of them feel like it's part of the same story to me. It just seems random. It's like they might as well just start it fresh from that one. Because it just doesn't seem... Like, I can't see any connection from this one to, like, the first one we saw.
But this and Bumblebee, you can.
Not but, really.
Okay. Yeah. All right, obviously we're not going to do spoilers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I got upset at one point. Like, I was upset.
Yeah, you'll have to say it afterwards. But,
with the BB, when BB happened.
Yeah.
That upset me.
And the film cheated. It cheated, bro. Like, obviously, we can't say anything, not even to the guys, isn't it? But they probably cheated, which I'm very curious about now. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. For me, like I said, for me, I thought, that's, I don't know, because to be honest, that's why I did take a blink in the cinema. I'm not going to lie, I took a blink in that, yeah?
that's why you enjoyed it so much, you took the blink.
I'm going to be real with you. You see the heat that's been going on over the weekend, yeah? It knocks man out, bruv. Like, I'll be real, innit? Like, it actually knocks man out.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're in this space. It's warm. It's comfortable. In the luxe, old and luxe, the recliner goes all the way back. And then sometimes my leg makes it go back and I don't want to go all the... Do you know what I mean? Pause. I don't know if that's a pause, but it sounds wild.
Yeah, that's kind of doing
it. Yeah. But that whole thing, like, you just feel a little bit, you know, your eyes just feel a bit heavy. But I came back. Yeah. As soon as I got back to my house, I put it on Marlon's app. Yeah, I watched it. I said, all right, cool. I only missed 2 minutes. I watched them 2 minutes. It all made sense.
No, do you know what? Like I said, I do want these films to be good. Yeah. But in fact, I think the start of it had a very strong start. I was excited for, yeah, this is, and just certain character motivations of like, why are you doing, like, why, what's the reason for doing this?
Can I ask a question on that?
Yes, you can.
What was Pete Davidson like in this movie?
But he's really good.
Is he? Because I don't know what it is about him, but I dislike him.
Yeah,
you know, maybe because of all the media buzz he's had, like all the negative press. Right, but he's actually good in it. Right.
Is he the one that went out with Kardashian?
Yeah.
What, are they not together no more? See, I don't even know.
Because
he was so excited, like mashing up Kanye. Like, I've got your kids, I think that might be what it was. Like,
yeah, I think that's what it was. I think that was. Did you see? The woman who played Elena.
Elena. Oh, yeah. What's her name from?
Dominique Fishback.
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah.
Like, she's been in a couple of things. I think she's a good actress.
Mm.
But I just, like I said, for me, even the one who played Reek, the black guy that was trying to get him to...
Oh, yeah. Still, yeah.
He was funny. He was a little bit funny.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Will Jack, the actor who plays Will Jack, he's actually in Ted Lasso.
Okay, yeah,
and he sounds exactly the same as Ted Lasso. So even that, I was like, "This is sick!" Like, I don't know. Like,
Speaking of Will Jack, it completely changed his design. He was in Bumblebee as the original Generation One design, and then this one, it's like, why do you look like this? Yeah. There's no explanation. Obviously, I know they can pretty much transform to what they want. I don't really like that, but yeah, like, I don't really get that.
And Unicron was quote unquote hard.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that, but do you know who does his voice? Coleman Domingo.
Yes.
Yeah. From you might know him, Kel, from as Victor from Walking Dead, on Fear the Walking Dead.
Oh, Victor. Yeah. Man like Victor. But
listen, no, I don't do no unicorn like Autumn Wars, bro. Like, I need that. He didn't have no gruff in his voice in it, but obviously they're trying to take on unicorn. That's all right. But yeah, no, there's too much to talk about before about spoiling it. So
yeah. Go and check it out.
Doing good in the box office anyway.
Mandem, I implore you to go watch it and then let us know next week what you're actually thinking.
Is Megatron in it?
That would be a spoiler, no?
Yeah, that would be a spoiler.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't care, to be honest. That's not for me. I'm just saying.
No, I definitely want. I'd love Transformers. I love the first two.
I like the first one. I didn't really like. I mean, the more I watched the second one, the more I hated it. But I like Bumble.
I think.
And that's it.
Yeah.
No, to be fair, I liked all of them. Transformers, I think the fact that you like the Fast and Furious franchise, man, but you don't like Transformers, doesn't make sense to me.
It makes perfect sense, bro.
Like, it's just like action and just like, it's just, like, don't get me wrong, Transformers is them mashing up themselves and smashing into buildings and you can't really see what's going on.
But do you know why? Because I expect more from Transformers, innit? This is the golden standard. Look, we didn't grow up with Fast. I've grown up with Transformers, so I expect the most pristine film storytelling, innit? And it's just like,
yeah, but was the Transformer cartoons good when we was younger, or was it just good because we were young?
It was good because we were young.
They're still good.
Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you think yourself, like, when you go back, some of them cartoons, yeah, were they actually good, or were they just good because we were young?
It's upsetting, bruv. It's upsetting.
And tell a lie, the Transformers, let's not forget, Transformers, the movie, the animated one, is definitely up. Like, that's the best one. Out of all the movies I've said, Transformers the movie, the 1980s car, the animated, then Transformers 1, the Michael Bay one, and then Bumblebee. That's it.
Oh no, man, you don't watch too much cartoons.
Animation.
There is so much. You have literally a toy box of Transformers to work with, yeah. And this is what you decided to do. It's like, it was like, okay, let's just kind of dip into it, but let's just do our own thing. And there's just too many humans. Transformers.
Nah, but okay, the ending.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's they cheated. I'm hyped, but they cheated, isn't it? That's the only thing that will bring me back is the ending.
You'll come back, bro. You'll come back. Yeah. Guaranteed, 100%. All right, guys. What else has been going on?
I was on a quick thing.
Yeah.
It says they cheated and it will bring you back. But how much prequels can they really make?
Oh, don't get me wrong, they'll probably do it to our death, innit? But don't get me wrong, I'll still watch it, but it's just not. Yeah. No, Transformers is one of those franchises that burn forever.
It's more about the fact that when you watch it, when you see the ending bit, you're like, you get excited because of the potential.
Yeah. They say too much, man.
Yeah.
Say too much. Yeah.
All right, guys, what's been going on in the world of television? What's been going on? I haven't really been watching much, but I understand there was some series. One got released on Apple TV, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, you was talking to me about it.
Yeah, no, Merv is the one that got me onto it. It's just like, I was like, should what's I watch called? It?
The Crowded Room.
Crowded Room, okay.
Yeah, with Tom Holland and Amanda Seyfried.
I wasn't too sure about it, to be fair. And Merv, I said, you know what? Let me just give it a go. I thought there's 3 episodes available to watch straight away. So I said to myself, let me go for it. And you know what? I'm not gonna lie to you. The first episode, I don't know how I continued, but I continued, didn't it?
Oh, is it instead?
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, well, honestly, when you first watch the first episode, it starts with a flashback. So by you seeing a flashback, you kind of have to watch to see how far it gets to. The story is told, and I'm thinking,
but it's not explaining that first episode, though. Do you know what I mean?
No, no,
that's
it's not.
That's where you have to watch all three episodes.
Exactly.
What happened?
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, they actually got to kind of a semi-explanation to a certain point.
Yeah.
I honestly, you know what? And the thing is, Merv told me on a weekend.
Blame Tom
No. Merv told me on a weekend that Tom Holland is going to take a break from acting, right? Because of the show. Obviously, guess what I done? I Googled it, innit? And I Googled, I started reading it. Then I was reading the whole storyline. I was like, oh my God, Merv, what have you done?
I didn't even do that. I just saw the headlines. If you want to read further, bro.
Yeah, but I read further and I read that. I kind of read parts of the story and I thought, oh, do you know what? It makes sense. And I just like...
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it. And I said, you know what? I'm enjoying this. You know, now I got an understanding of the show. I thought, boom. Okay, I understand this. It's deep.
That's what I mean, because it's hard to... When you just watch it, you're like, okay, where is this going? Like,
yeah.
Why are you showing me all these different stories? Why do I need to know all this stuff? Like, in my head, I know what's going on, but I'm not confident to say what's going on. In my head, like, I made my own story, do you know what I mean? To make it make sense, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it gives me euphoria vibes. I don't know if it does it to you, Merv.
Oh, you started watching
it? Yeah. Oh, you watched it? Okay, you watched it. Yeah, it does actually. It does give me euphoria vibes.
Yeah. It gives me euphoria vibes.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. But yeah, it's basically detailed. It's giving me Legion vibes, Merv, in a sense of there's a lot going on, but it like Rich is saying, because Rich does further, it will all come together and make sense.
Mm.
And yeah, no. So I'm up for it.
Okay. Are you up for it because you had the potential to be good? Or are you up for it because you believe it's going to be good?
No, I believe it's going to be good because there's a lot of detail to it.
So and... would this be better than Silo?
Oh, yeah. Because like Rich says...
It's much better than Silo.
yeah, because it gets explained. Like, the third episode explains it. What happened. Do you know what I mean? So...
It doesn't take too long. Like you got
exactly
end of the series to get disappointed. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, exactly.
It comes together quick. Then you know there's much more detail into it. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So what is it actually about? Like, what is it like?
That's what I'm saying.
Sci-fi, don't... drama. Like, I don't. Obviously, you can't tell me.
It looks like a dark thriller. It's like a thriller, I believe. Or was it a psychological?
Yeah. So. It's based on a true story, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But in the movie world or TV, well, that means nothing, right?
It's kind of like he's got in trouble for something. And I don't, how can I put it? He's basically in trouble for something, but he's having to explain what led up to this situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you kind of, this happened because of that. Or like Cohen would say, it's kind of piecing the story as you go along, but you're starting to find that out in the next episode. Because like the first one is just, boom, it was present in it, and let's go back and explain.
And what do these episodes come out every week?
Yeah, every Friday.
Okay, so if I watch it today, there's three episodes out, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remind me, so what's it called again?
The Crowded Room.
A Crowded Room.
And do you know what? Because you
Apple
know
TV.
Apple TV. Yeah.
You know Tom Holland, because I've only known Tom Holland for Spider-Man, and to see him play a totally different character, totally different from what I've never seen him before.
That's why I watched it, because he's also in a film called Cherry, which is on Apple TV as well. Mm. And you like that film is just dark.
Like, what's that film that he? That's mad depressing. Like you watch it and you're fully depressed afterwards.
Cherry.
No, it's called.
Yeah.
Bro. No. I can't remember the name of it.
Like, yeah, no, it's Cherry. Yeah, Cherry. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and obviously, I didn't know anything about the program. I thought Tom Holland's in it. Obviously, man, Spider-Man, so I have to watch it, innit? Yeah. I'll watch everything he's in now. Like, yeah.
So. Wait, are you all, sorry. Are you all members of Apple TV?
My missus is.
We're all members of your application.
Exactly, it's not mine, but why pay? Anyway,
why did you ask that, Marlon? You knew what the responsibility.
No, I don't. But it's all, everything you lot mentioned is always on that.
Of course it is. Of course.
Why spend the extra money?
Not me. It's not to
because
me.
Because we have to support our TV programs that we love watching, bro.
No. You support it. You support it. You do it for me. Watch it twice for me.
No, it is interesting.
Too much money.
The problem is your app don't work on my Sky Q box.
It works on your Apple TV box, though.
I don't have an Apple TV box.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Oh wow, how does that work on your Sky Q?
So again?
How comes that work on your Sky Q?
No, the app. Marlon's app don't work on my Sky Q.
Oh.
Brother, I'll be honest with you. I've had the Fire Stick for years, isn't it?
Yeah.
I introduced him to Fire Stick, but I still have all my channels still.
But again,
like Marla said,
you're just proud of spending unnecessary money.
It's not unnecessary money. I don't. If my children want to watch television, let them go and watch television. I'm not trying to teach them how to try and watch alternatives, brother. I just go and, bruv.
You should be.
Nah, bruv. We work hard, fam. Go on, bruv. I want you to be able to go and put on the channel and go watch your channel, bruv. I want you to be able to fast forward, rewind, pause, all of this kind of stuff.
I
grew up on chip
cable. Support the corporations, bruv. I hear you.
No, I grew up on a chip cable box, you know what I mean? I had a chip cable box, bruv. Yeah?
Look at you today. You turned out fine. You're still getting all the shows you want, so.
No, what I'm saying is, like, I had everything. Everything was at my oyster, do you get me? It allowed me to do foolishness, like watch Eurotrash. And those type of stuff. Do you know what I mean? Now my kids, I can understand what they're watching. That's all it is. That's all it was. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe in the future, I'll say, now guys, press the Fire Stick, press this button, press search, go to the first link. If it doesn't work, click on the second one. Those type of things. I don't know.
Don't snob it like that, don't snob it like that, bruv. Come on.
Hey, look, all this for the audience. Come on, let's be real with each other today.
Whoa. Hold on, I'm not stopping it.
Oh, let's go look for it. Oh, let's press search. Let's find the link. Bruv, you're snobbing it, bruv.
Yo, do you have no TV at home?
No, I'm Fire Stick, bruv. All day, every day.
Oh, for everything?
Every damn day.
Everything. Sky, everything is on my Fire Stick.
Simples.
So when little man wants to watch television, what do you like? Do you have to tell you he wants to watch television, or does he know how to use it?
No, I put it off him. Okay. But he's five. He won't know.
Yeah, no, but I'm just looking at as he gets older. Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, but to be honest, he's a YouTube guy.
Out the house, innit? My bro. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I'll pay for YouTube because it's so sick. It's so sick. Merv, sorry to go sideways, but I didn't understand what you meant when you said leaving YouTube in the background. I thought you just meant it's on the TV, you're in the kitchen or something. Bruv, you can leave YouTube on in the background. It's sick.
What do you mean? On your phone?
Yes, you can go and do other things while on your phone. The video is still that always used to piss me off.
I said it the other day to myself. I was just like, why can't, like, I listen to YouTube but not look at the screen? But I can go on my phone.
Yeah.
So when you pay for it, it allows you to
I thought Android allows you to do that, though. But you know,
it does.
Yeah, it does, but you've got to pay for it, innit? You've got to pay the $11.99 thing.
No, but without paying.
Without YouTube. Paying, Rich. Yeah, it does. But it'll pay the screen. Yeah, or it minimizes the screen. So you could go, the YouTube will still show
and as you go on other pages. But maybe because that's Android, isn't it? Because Android
is part of the same thing, isn't it?
Seen. Okay. But big up, anyway.
I'm not paying $11.99 to watch YouTube, though.
I watch a lot of YouTube. I ain't gonna lie to you. I watch a lot of YouTube, man.
Yeah.
Boy, YouTube, boy.
I don't pay.
It's my go-to place instantly.
Yeah, it's the majority of where I go,
See.
YouTube is the one.
More than anything. Yeah. I watch YouTube more than anything.
YouTube is the one, bro.
Trust me. I'm trying to figure out right now how I would watch this Love Island because my Skybox, I've packed it up. Like, where am I getting ITV? Like, how mad is it that I'm thinking about like, where do I get ITV from?
ITVX.
Like,
ITVX.
Back in the day, it was just channel 3. Flipping.
ITVX.
ITVX, man. It's down on ITVX. Yeah.
Marlon?
Yes.
ITVX?
I said, okay.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
Okay. No,
I said,
like,
yeah, yeah. Sorry, sorry. No,
I was just being quiet. Like, what?
Yeah, that's, yeah, I don't know. I watch like 4 shows on YouTube, if that.
Dude, nah, man. I'm on YouTube, man.
I watch comedy, like when I'm washing the dishes. I'll watch Filthy Fellas. I'll watch what's No Rules, and literally and Fully Geek Pod, but I think that's it.
Wow, man. I don't use YouTube.
Like, it's comedy. Like, literally, I do watch comedy when I'm washing dishes.
Listen,
I feel like everything, like.
If I want to fix something, like I want to learn how to do something.
That's standard.
Everyone does that. That's standard.
No, but that's I think that's my extent of me going on YouTube. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So what am I missing out on YouTube, guys?
Everything. Bro, YouTube, everything, bro. Everything. I like me personally. I've got a very curious mind in it, and I'll type in something and I just get lost in it and. I like docs and I like knowing stuff in general.
Yeah, yeah.
So YouTube just got everything for me, man. Everything I need to know. And again, like Marley Mar, the religious thing as well. So a lot of my, if you go to my story, there's a lot of like Christian debates and stuff like that that I watch. Do you know what I mean? And stuff like that. So
bro, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know you watched all that stuff.
Yeah. I love that. I say that's about probably like 40% or 50% of what I watch. Is that kind of those kind of stuff? Like,
yeah, same. Well, mine might be a
okay.
Bit
so, why? All right, sorry, I'm just blowing my mind now. Yeah, so when you're not watching YouTube, are we working at the same time? Like, as in,
why does that matter, bro? Why does that matter?
No. Okay, what I'm trying to know, the reason I say this is I'm asking, are we watching YouTube? Are we listening to YouTube? That's what it depends on, to be fair.
You could watch it without sound, depending on what you're watching. So, like, I like watch a lot of house building designs and stuff.
Don't
need sound for that. I mean, it would be great if I had sound, but I'm not really missing much if I don't listen to the sound.
You watch YouTube with no sound?
Yeah. Like if I'm feel like if I'm watching house tours and house designs and stuff, like I don't really as much as I would like to listen to what they're saying to, but it probably gets me through the day.
YouTube's massive. I have to confess, it's not as good as it was a few years ago since all this desensitizing stuff.
Is my mic on? Yeah, it's...
Okay. Man, just like, I'm not here, put his name last. All right, I see you. Carry on.
I'll
drink my drink. Carry on.
So you go, man. I interrupted, man. It's bad, man.
He interrupted you, bro. You was talking.
I can't remember. No, but you go, man. You go.
No, I can't remember.
Elders first.
I guess we're even.
if I watch an old anime or something, like Fist of the North Star or something, I could just put it in the background. I know all the words to it, so I don't need the sound. That's if I'm doing something as well.
Yeah, I'm not that extreme. Like, the YouTube needs sound in it. Like, for what I watch. I don't need to watch necessarily, but I need to hear what they're saying. For example, if I'm somewhere where I can't be watching it like this on my YouTube or like that, so I'll just flip the screen over and just listen to it. Let's say a podcast, I can't be watching Filthy Fellas.
Yeah.
Like this one, so I just turn it around and then just listen. But if they're busting joke and I want to see their reaction, I can just do a quick, you know what I mean? Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. The background thing is so amazing. This is where this all came from.
That's when you're driving, man. But it's so beautiful when you're driving.
You
have to start pushing skip add and all that stuff, like, and that's long.
When I'm driving,
No, but it's long because you're all hearing the adverts and stuff, and you have to wait.
Sorry, it's about the adverts. Why are they putting on a 45-minute advert? Have you ever seen when they do? I'm watching a program But yeah. You think I'm going to stop the program I'm watching to watch your 45 minute
sometimes
ad?
Sometimes you forget, you know.
I have like, forgotten hey, sometimes. I'm like, why am I watching this?
I'm 15 minutes in.
It's long, like louder adverts, man. But yeah, so I'm kind of willing to, like, yeah. I don't pay for Sky no more. I've cancelled Prime. I ain't got Apple TV. So if I look at it like that, then it's just the same money.
Oh, I reckon if I cancel all my subscriptions, I feel like my limbs will drop
just
off.
That's a
well.
Lot of money, bruv. It is.
Like,
it's a lot.
Like, my limbs will follow it, bro. They'll just drop off, be reduced to nothing. Like, I ain't got a family. But, yeah. But, yeah. Yeah. That's a little YouTube promo.
Yeah, maybe I'm just not used to YouTube properly.
And support us, YouTube. We just had a good 15 minutes of promoting you.
Did you hear these guys? Give them the money.
Monetize us, please.
Get me.
Please, ads.
Alright, cool. That was interesting for me because I don't know any of that stuff. Is there anything else that you've been watching?
The Covenant. Don't let anyone watch Prime TV.
Nah, I see that.
Was it cool, Terry?
The Covenant. It just came. Guy Ritchie's The Covenant came out like a week ago.
Oh,
it's with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Who's in it? Who's in it?
Jake Gyllenhaal and. His name Homelander's in it, Anthony Starr, but he only appears in it like literally 5 minutes if that. But okay. It's I can't remember the actor's name, his co-star.
Him.
But basically it's just about see like when obviously after 9/11 happened and like America went to like and all that stuff and they just needed translators, innit? So they got like Afghan translators like working with them and stuff. And this guy, the guy that's with Jake Gyllenhaal, basically, like working with him, he was an ex-Taliban. And because I think they murdered a family member or something. So he just turned against him. He was translating and they wanted to kill him because he's a traitor and stuff. But yeah, it's kind of just like a following just one of many people that translate in the army in it, America, in it before they left, basically. But yeah, it's good, man.
And Sean Segar's in there. He was in Sticks and Stones, and he was in Blue Story. So you remember the guy in Blue Story who?
Yeah. What was the character's name in it?
In what?
What was the character's name in it?
In this one,
yeah.
His name was Charlie Kraut. Charlie Crowther.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the one. And he was in Blue Story where he tries to bat up the ute outside the shopping center.
All right, sure. I'm trying to remember, like.
And it was in Sticks and Stones, that program that we watched when.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
I did start watching, what do you call it the other day? I remember, I think you spoke about it before, Merv. You know, the guy from Sticks and Stones, he was in it. I think it's him, and his day keeps on rewinding.
My God. Oh, the one on Sky. Was it the one on Sky?
Yes, I started watching that.
Yeah, because that's only just come out in America, you know.
Yes, I started watching that.
Yeah,
it's okay. I enjoyed that, so I'm going to continue.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's called.
Likewise on Sky, but I'll save for another day.
Mm.
Okay, cool. All right, well, it sounds like it was a quiet week in the land of TV and film.
Yeah. Oh, and I watched Blonde as well, man. Bro, that film, brutal, man. The one, the Marilyn Monroe biopic.
Oh, Blonde, I've seen it.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it, but I've seen the...
Oh, I see. Like, you know, like, when you... The thing is, 3 hours, you know? It's 3 hours of just horror. Like, and you know when you watch a film, you just don't feel good afterwards. But the thing is, it's so beautifully done, like in terms of like the cinematography and soundtrack and all that. So you're a bit conflicted. It's like, because that film has got a lot of stick, man. From like, people are saying it's like the disgrace that it's made because, you know, it's just like showing her in a really bad light and all the torture porn, basically, like for people that just get kicks off it. And, but, oh, man, it's people have to tell their stories, isn't it?
So do you learn anything more about her?
Yeah, I didn't realise her life was that, well, I think not all of it true, but either way, it's like, apparently it's just like, yeah, she didn't really live the most happiest of life, really, basically. So
I don't get movies like that.
If you got 3 hours to spare, just watch it in a good time of the day.
Okay.
Sorry, I made a mistake. Papa said he used it in The Capture. And it was a
problem. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Talked about the film, the TV program, The Lazarus Project.
That's it.
Lazarus Project. From Wolfenstein. He was an I May Destroy You also.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Kel, don't rub your eyes. That, guys.
My eyes itchy, bro. I'm rubbing my eyes because my eyes itchy.
No, I know.
He'll bite you, yeah.
Don't rub your eyes. I know there's
pure mosquitoes in your ends, Carl.
No, it's not even that. I know
there's bare mosquitoes in her. Bruv, sorry. You just ignited something there. You know what? Yeah, like when I come to my car, there's like thousands of mosquitoes on top of my car. Does it? What is that? Why are they hovering on top of your car?
They want your blood, bruv. They heard you're sweet, mate.
Pause. Oh, goodness. All right,
I don't know why they attract to your car. I do see them. Not on your car, obviously, but I do see them.
Yeah, on cars, it's weird.
Maybe the heat or something. I don't know. Something gives off. I don't know what it is. Maybe they attract to carbon dioxide. Who knows? All right, guys. It's episode 194.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.